killings of four Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. Police Chief Harold Medina announced the update on Twitter. The killings have sent ripples of fear through Islamic communities in New Mexico and beyond, and fueled a race to find out who was responsible. No other information immediately available. There will be an update provided by police this afternoon. The Dow is down 42 points, and the NASDAQ is off 142. This is SRN News.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 And then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family, instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
And that's why the FBI raided your house. That's why today I feel like I have not felt since 9/11. Yesterday was an attack on all of us. I'm driving home. And if I can handle it, sometimes I'll listen to Mark Levin. And he's talking about this raid. I wasn't sure if he was talking about something pertinent to one of the fake impeachments or some of the other bull middle that they have pulled on this man for 6 years. For 6 years. He said they spied on him. They laughed. They were. They said he colluded with Russia. They knew he didn't, but they still put us through 2 years of BS. Nobody's held accountable for any of it. And now this. Anybody who's a patriot and a real American that is not scared schmittless today needs to have themselves checked out mentally. If yesterday, what happened yesterday, unprecedented. Unprecedented. While we've sat back and watched 33,000 emails, Jim Comey and his pie face standing there on July 5th, 2016, saying, well, no reasonable prosecutor. Yeah, because no reasonable prosecutor who wanted to live would prosecute the bitch. And then Trump pulled the miracle of winning the election. How anybody voted for her is beyond me. How anybody even thought she would be a good president is beyond me. And I'm supposed to believe that 81 million people rushed out, knocked each other down to vote for a guy who couldn't fill a circle with 12 chairs during the entire effing campaign. We are at war, folks. And as he says in that speech, he's taking the slings and arrows where yesterday was a nuke. These people are serious. They have the balls to call conservatives, oh, fascists and Hitler. They know what they're saying because they're talking about themselves. This is how Hitler came to power. And this with the narrowest of a majority, which I also don't believe is legitimate. This is just the beginning. David Blackman's going to join us at 3:35. When we talked to him yesterday, we were a lot more upset about Olivia Newton-John because that was the story. And this had not happened yet. I'm listening to Levin, and I still really wasn't sure what he was describing until I got home and saw. The FBI, the same people that take Roger Stone and Manafort, I don't care if you like these people or not. Who's the other guy? They just had him in leg irons, leg shackles. They show up with their SWAT teams in full force, like they're raiding a Taliban hideout, an Al-Qaeda hideout in the United States, just to make the point, don't fork with us, because this is what's, you're next. And let me tell you something, 87,000 armed IRS agents, you are next. You are next. I'm next. When do they break into here and take me out because I said something on the radio they didn't like? We are there, friends. We are there. I've never, you know, and this is because we have nurtured a generation or two of people who put personalities, I don't like Trump, so what? How sad, because he did give us 4 prosperous years, peace, brought people together who had never signed a treaty with each other, stood up to China and every other a-hole country that wants us dead, wants to hurt us. And look what we have. We got rid of him and his turbulent personality and his mean tweets. And look what we have. A doddering, demented, incompetent career politician who did jack squat for 47 years, whose son is a crackhead, sleeps with whores, and takes money from China and Ukraine and Russian oligarchs, and nobody lifts a GD finger. But Trump may have had a document that, you know, that couldn't have been done with a phone call. What do we hear all the time? You gotta have me back for the office. No, I don't. We don't have a president. We have howdy doody. And somebody is pulling his strings. And I'm pretty sure I know who that person is.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, up yours, Dick. 13 minutes after 3 o'clock. So I may have to go back and refill all my medications at Adams Drugs a little sooner. Because I am in a state of rage. For which I do not apologize. And if you are not angry, if you are not upset, you can't stay in denial forever. And all these Democrats, I want to see him in jail. I'll be honest with you. I want to punch them all in the face as hard as I can. So that's my monologue for today. We'll talk more about it with David Blackman. 314, I was mentioning Adams Drugs. You know, you just want things to be like the old days. I don't even know what that means. But there are some things from the past that are worth preserving and continuing, especially when it comes to business. We have so many great businesses that do that for us on this radio station that help keep me and my opinions behind the microphone. And I love them all. I really appreciate them. So when you have a chance to thank one of them by giving them the opportunity to win your business, when you want to go to a place where you'll feel appreciated and do business with folks who will, every time you walk through the door, make you feel appreciated and welcome, then please try Adams Drugs. 12 locations, 4F health and wellness clinics that can prescribe or where you can get prescriptions for shingle shots, things of that nature filled. All your over-the-counter needs. Pharmacists and counter staff who have time to answer important questions. that you may have about a medication that you're getting or trying for the first time. And nice gift shops, too. It is a bit, in a way, in the nicest possible way, another world. So visit Adams Drugs and find the one nearest you at adamsdrugs.net.
You understand the importance of regular maintenance to keep your car running at its best. So remember to take the time to take care of yourself. Getting a COVID booster once you are due for one helps extend protection against serious COVID illness, often treated in a hospital. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introduce the new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Man, I slept.
New ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is made for people who are tired of being tired.
I've never slept like this before. I've never woken up like this before.
A melatonin-free sleep aid made with a botanical blend that contains clinically studied and effective valerian root, hops, and passionflower, shown to help promote better restorative sleep. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep. Sleep this good. Feel this good. Available at retailers near you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
If you haven't had enough rain lately at your house, just be patient. The rain chances are better than normal right on through Thursday. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms random during the evening hours tonight and again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Some towns will get a lot of rainfall. Other towns will get skipped. Temperatures, not too bad. Low 70s tonight. And then 90 to 92 for a high on Wednesday and Thursday. Then look for the storms to thin out in number by Friday and Saturday, becoming more widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All right, I took a little extra time at the open here, so we'll just go straight to the phones, but we got to keep the calls brief because David Blackman's coming on at 3:35. So speak your piece, Red Top.
I'll keep it very brief. I agree with you. If you ain't scared now, you're just plain stupid.
Yeah.
Because I would have, especially if I was a broadcaster, every post, every comment, everything has been recorded by, you know, the NSA and everything. And let me make a point. This all started when Jeff Sessions recused himself and the Justice Department was let go to do anything they want. If Jeff Sessions were to have the balls to say, you guys are crazy, find something else to do with your time, we got a job to do and agenda to fulfill. But Jeff Sessions quit on us.
Yep.
So that's my comment. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks,
sir.
Thanks, Red Talk.
Yeah, well, the day that that whole thing came down, the Russian recusal, I got a note from somebody, a friend of mine who was on his team, who said, forget him. He's deep state. And I just was so stunned by that that I couldn't buy in, but I do now. I have for a while, but since he brought up Jeff Sessions, that thought came to mind. David.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
You know, you're talking about with the IRS beefing up now. My in-laws had a small business for over 30 years, retired, and the year after they retired, got a letter from the IRS, and this is back in the Clinton administration, saying that they owe the IRS $55,000 in back taxes.
Wow.
And they actually, their accountant who had been taking care of their business taxes for the entire 30 years, met with the IRS, showed them they did not owe that $55,000, and the IRS told them, too bad, you're going to pay it anyway. And they had to pay it. That's the way the IRS operates.
Yeah, and I thought Clinton was the guy that tried to push the IRS into a kinder, gentler mode.
Yeah, that's the kinder, gentler IRS.
And you know what? All the people that are, what's the big deal? You know, 87,000 agents. And this raid, they've never been through this. They have no idea. They have no forking idea what they're being naive about. None.
Oh, yeah.
Until your story is sad, but it does not surprise me, not in the least.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Thanks. All right. Let's give a minute to Biloxi Gambler.
Well, you know, if you're really optimistic, you live longer. So I've got some good news for you after, you know, what you were talking about earlier. You remember when I was going to wait till Seth Spotlow was on, too. But if you remember, I told you about in Los Angeles, where that ordinance was up before the city council, where vacant hotel rooms,
right.
hotels would have, well, I mean, everybody doesn't know, vacant hotel rooms, if you had a vacancy, then they, the city would send homeless people there and they would give them a voucher to take over the room. Well, it came up Friday and they voted, left-wing liberal Los Angeles, California, the city council, voted it down 12-0.
Wow.
That's
things
great.
Maybe things are changing. Maybe some people have had enough.
Well, now there's, you know, nothing's ever really good because now it comes up again for the public to vote on during the March 2024 primary. But, so now the public gets a shot at it, but the city council could have passed it. But they did not. So I'm just going to take the victory on that and be happy to hear it.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, too.
Okay, buddy, thanks.
I mean, there was only one way to look at that idea as a disaster. Soldier Boy, hang in there. Our friends at Adams Motorsports, Terry and Lynn, have asked me to use some of the time they help support the show with to remind you that they are very deeply committed to an organization called Service Dogs Alabama, and would be thrilled if you would take a moment out of your day to visit their website, servicedogsalabama.org, and take a look at the needs that these dogs meet for people. They're absolutely phenomenal, and they're very expensive to train. They help people with diabetes and seizure issues, our veterans with PTSD, mobility assistance, and more. It takes about $30,000 to train one dog, but they are priceless to the people that need them. So when you have a chance, please do. And of course, Adams Motorsports open today through Saturday, where they're already getting ready for Christmas with the Christmas layaway program. Youth ATVs, you want to get a jet ski? Terry can help you find one. Motorcycles, bikes, and scooters that get gas mileage that this administration will hate. Because you can do 135 on one tank of gas. Yeah. That fossil fuel thing. And have a better time going to and from wherever you're heading. See it all at one big destination. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackle. And open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon with Skipper. Get some local news on David Blackman in about 10 minutes.
accident earlier, Fire Tower Road on Highway 14 just out of Wetumpka. Use caution there. We believe they've about got that one handled. Lot of outbound traffic from Montgomery on 231 to Wetumpka right now. Very busy there, as well as East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard. And we got a little barrier work going on I-85 near the Eastern Boulevard. Don't forget, school zones in effect this afternoon and in the mornings. Elmore County, Montgomery County, once again. Prattville, you get into the mix tomorrow. An equity loan or cash out refinance on your home may be a phone call away. Call MCS, the company that answers the phone when you call. MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake, because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Back to school shopping on a budget? Then Kohl's is the place to go. With the extra 20% off, I got my kids activewear for under $9 and jeans for $14.39. Plus, I found 2 for $20 character tees and got $10 off as a Kohl's Rewards member. More style and more savings? Check and check.
Select styles, 20% offer ends August 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I am hard-pressed to believe that the White House didn't know crap about anything about this happening to go down.
That is the biggest pile of BS. Maybe Joe, God only knows what he, you know, what he really knows. I don't even know if he knows what day of the week it is. But
remember they denied about the school board and the
oh yeah,
that letter went.
Parents are terrorists. This is the world we live in. Yeah, they did all of that too.
And they lied about that until that letter came out, didn't they?
Yep, they sure did.
Don't know anything about it.
That's all they do is lie. They wouldn't know the truth. They crawled up their ass and jumped off the tip of their tongue.
Well, they're full of shaving cream.
Yeah, they sure are. That's a good song to play today.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
All right. If ever there was a day for shaving cream. I listened to a little Hannity on the way in, you know. He's just regurgitating his daily, you know, why fairness? Why didn't they do a raid on Hillary's private server and stuff we all know? Because they hate Donald Trump because he broke up their party, this power party they've had going on in D.C. And they were not happy with that, and they have done nothing but they should all hang for what they've done. They should. To persecute an American citizen, a guy who did a pretty good job. Oh, but I didn't like his attitude. For 5 years, how this man has withstood it is beyond me. And everything about that raid was a show of force. You see the Blacks for Trump and others that showed up near Mar-a-Lago just to say, hey, we don't like this.
And Biden's not my president.
They have, I don't even know where to start. But I'll tell you what, Kevin McCarthy, I really don't believe in you. So I hope you mean it when you say, clear your calendar, Merrick Garland, because when we take power in Congress, you're going to be really busy. But we've heard that before, and we've seen that before, and they ultimately do nothing because so many of them are just as connected to this as the Democrats are. It's so galling. And so what do we do? I'm going to talk to David Blackman about this in a couple of minutes. But I meant what I said earlier. I have not felt this feeling in my stomach since 9/11. Yesterday was an attack on America. That's probably David calling now. Quick thank you to my friends at Don Duncan. They offered, why not accept, to... My car was so overdue. The wrench, I got tired of looking at the wrench in my dashboard. Your oil filter needs to be changed. And I had a few other things that I also wanted checked out. So they came, picked up the car, took it in, and Rosie said, your car is back. It was at 5 o'clock. I said, that can't be. That's got to be Spotlow's car you're looking at or something. It looks kind of like mine. No, it was my car. And everything was done, and I couldn't believe it when I left to drive home. The difference. All those little things mean, those little things add up to a big difference. Look, partner up with Don and his team. All three locations have top-notch technicians to diagnose and fix issues. Wholesale price tires that always include installation and the length of customer, what they did for me yesterday, if that's what you need, just mention it. Ask. I know you're not the type of people that like to ask for favors, but that's how they do it. At all three Don Duncan locations from Mount Duncan and Millbrook on Highway 14, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. David Blackman, next.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by
by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
If you haven't had enough rain lately at your house, just be patient. The rain chances are better than normal right on through Thursday. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms random during the evening hours tonight and again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Some towns will get a lot of rainfall. Other towns will get skipped. Temperatures, not too bad. Low 70s tonight. And then 90 to 92 for a high on Wednesday and Thursday. Then look for the storms to thin out in number by Friday and Saturday, becoming more widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's see if David likes our new theme. As hell, don't want to take it anymore. Joining us from somewhere in Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain, our stalwart blogger, our energy expert and consultant, and our buddy, David Blackman. How are you this afternoon?
I'm mad as hell.
Yeah. Yesterday, we talked about Olivia Newton-John and something that really touched our hearts. And as I'm driving home last night, I'm listening to Mark Levin talking about something involving Trump, and which event was this? Because he gives a great legal take on it because he's got the experience to do it. Then I get home and I see what he was talking about. They were trying to confirm that the FBI had actually raided his house and broken into his safe on looking for a document. Like what?
Right, supposedly looking for documents on behalf of the National Archives, which is horse manure. That's really what they were doing. Yeah, I that seems like a pretty steaming pile of horse manure to me.
Big time. And two things, and then I want you to take the floor. Number one, I said this earlier on the show, I have not had a feeling like this in my stomach since 9/11, because we were attacked yesterday. And number two, they accomplished the impossible, which is to make Donald Trump a sympathetic figure to a lot of people that might not have looked at him that way previously. Your thoughts on that?
It's hard to gauge. The Trump creates such strong feelings in people, irrational feelings. Trump derangement syndrome is a very real thing. It is as real as attention deficit disorder or COVID-19.
Right.
It ought to be in the medical journals. And so whether this event is going to create sympathy for him among people who would not otherwise be sympathetic to him, I think is very questionable. What it does do is demonstrate clearly that there is no such thing as the rule of law in our country anymore, particularly when Democrats are in power. And if the voters of this country can't learn that lesson from this, and all the other things the Biden administration and the Democratic majorities in Congress are doing to us now, creating an IRS that has more employees than the United States Army, all those things, intentionally driving up our energy costs to try to create a momentum for favored industries who pay for their campaigns. If you can't learn these lessons now, if the last year and a half, if you're still dumb enough to vote for a Democrat for any office, and there are no exceptions to this rule, there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. There's no such thing as good guys in the FBI anymore. Okay, we need to give up those myths and start dealing with the reality of the situation we're in. And if we can't, as a society, do that, then our society is ultimately going to be lost because you know, the history of despotic regimes that do things like we saw done to Trump last night is that it never ends well for the ordinary people of the country. It never ends well. It always ends in violence and massive death and human catastrophe. And, you know, we're at that tipping point right now as a society, I think. I think that's the main lesson I take away from what happened yesterday.
I'm looking at headlines on Liberty Daily. Uh-oh, ABC and CBS warn of no transparency and overreach in the FBI Trump raid. That's an interesting cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what the message out of CBS is in 2 or 3 days once
and nice that
they and the Democrats agree to the formal talking points on the matter. They just haven't gotten there yet.
My confidence in this raid and the necessity of it was greatly bolstered when I found out that the judge who approved it is linked to Jeffrey Epstein, who right. did not kill himself, by the way. Does it? Right. I mean, this is bizarro world.
To Barack Obama's presidential campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who Judge Reinhardt.
Yes.
Who I'm we've heard about before, by the way, during the Obama years. Yeah. And so he's a federal magistrate, which is like being, the junior varsity judge. Magistrates are appointed. They're administrative judges. If the man had any judgment at all in his body, he would have chosen to do what he had every authority to do, which would have been to kick up the approval of that warrant to a real federal judge to make that decision on. When you're talking about invading the home of a former president and likely future presidential candidate, that decision should not be made by the junior varsity. That's a varsity-level decision.
But Joe said he didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. I tell you, that his spokesperson said that, and then in her next question from Peter Ducey, she guaranteed us that there would be no new IRS audits for anyone making $40,000 or less. Swear to God, she actually said that.
First of all, at $40,000, it's almost impossible to steal from the government. And this
right.
is the same administration.
You're not paying any taxes anyway. People who make $40,000 or less aren't paying income taxes.
I went on a rant at the open of the show with this because I found it mighty coincidental that this raid took place right on the heels of them passing that shaving cream legislation and making the IRS bigger. You had it yesterday. You quantified it in terms of it's like the biggest government agency now.
Right. It will be the government agency with more employees than any other agency
right.
in the United States government.
And if I think it would be incredibly naive to think that the IRS doesn't know who you vote for.
So, of course they do. They proved that during the Obama years. Lois Lerner testified to that, for crying out loud.
Yeah, what is she doing these days?
Of course they do. Well, I don't know. She should be in federal prison, but of course nothing was done to her.
Like Nancy Pelosi should be for insider trading, and the list goes on and on and on. This, as Marco Rubio said, we are looking like Nicaragua today with this.
And then you have, then Greg, and God bless him, I'm sure he's a well-meaning individual, but Tim Scott goes on. This is such clear GOP, Washington, D.C. swamp kind of nonsense. He goes on the CBS morning show with Gail King.
Oh, no.
And when she asked him about the raid on Trump's home, he says, well, we just have to let this all play itself out before we make a judgment. This is a supposedly conservative Republican from one of the reddest red states in the country, South Carolina.
Mm.
And it's like these guys never learn. They never learn. What are you doing on CBS in the first place?
Yes.
Why do these people continue to give their time to corrupt media outlets like CBS News? It's maddening. You can't watch what Ron DeSantis is doing and learn from it, for crying out loud.
What are they going to do to Ron? You know that they're going to unleash whatever hell they can come up with on DeSantis.
Yeah, they've been trying to dig up stuff on DeSantis, since the advent of COVID, for sure. You know, the media down there just makes up all of these lies about him. He's a guy that doesn't have any apparent skeletons in the closet, so it's been pretty hard for him.
But
we have to all recognize that yes, Trump is the guy that's been persecuted for the last 6 years, and that in large part is because of who he is, in large part because he was the Republican nominee and the Republican president. They've done these kinds of things to every prominent Republican for half a century since the advent of television news. Okay, this is nothing new, but the extent to what's different with Trump is the extent that they've been willing to go to, mounting two false impeachment efforts, a coup d'etat effort led by Robert Mueller, and before that, even during the campaign, led by the FBI and the Department of Justice. And they've never been willing to go that far with any other Republican. But as far as smearing Ron DeSantis, if he's the nominee, oh my gosh, just remember what they did to Romney and McCain. Two guys they loved before they became the Republican nominee.
Yeah, and now they're voting with him, or where they were anyway. Right. Romney, he's been a reliable vote on impeachment and other stuff. He's really deep red. Oh my God, as an embarrassment, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry, I know I'm filibustering here.
That's why I asked you to come on. Because the ash cloud that erupted out of me at the beginning of the show may eventually orbit the planet and make its way over Texas. It could cool you down a couple of degrees.
I hope so. We got rain about 10 miles north of us, and I'm just on pins and needles waiting for a drop to fall on my yard.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have not lacked for it here. Yesterday, I get off the air at 6 o'clock, I'm driving east, and it was almost as if Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers had turned into lightning and were dancing off on the horizon together. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was just, awesome and amazing and a little bit scary at the same time. So if I can, I will have Rich Thomas send some rain your way. You deserve it.
All right, yes. Yeah, and 40 years, what an achievement that is, right? Didn't I read that on your Facebook earlier? That Rich Thomas, 40 years?
As a meteorologist in town, yes. And his 45th anniversary in town as a media hero is November 2nd. So he's
fantastic.
Yeah,
congratulations.
He's a great guy, too. We're good buddies. And we love... what was the movie? I wish I could remember the specific title. If you're looking for a good movie, Lionsgate has made some really good military history movies. And we watched this thing Sunday. Let me see if I can find the trailer. Problem is, we text back and forth so much. And he sends me radar images to let me know what's coming. It'll take me a second to scroll to find this, but... It was been really well produced. Same people that did Midway. Did you see Midway?
Yeah. Great show. Great movie.
I love that. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Well, it's Wolf something. I'll find it and I'll send it to you through Facebook Messenger. But Time Well Spent, and it came out this year, and neither one of us had heard of it. You know, we get showbiz prep every day, but I never saw a word about this movie, and it's one of those epic adventures where it's America versus the real Nazis, and it's very engaging and entertaining, and the aerial cinematography is fantastic. So, I wanted to ask you... I've been listening to your energy podcasts. If there's something in there that I want to bring to the radio, an excerpt, is that doable?
Oh, yeah, please do. We would love that. Absolutely. Yes, I'm starting two new energy podcasts this week, and have one that I've been doing for half a year now with a couple other great folks. It's going to be up on a new platform starting September 1st, so we're about to get real active in the podcasting.
By the way, if this helps confirm how the show began today, nice note from Carrie says, I'm glad we have you. I know it's hard to try to stay calm because you are voicing the way all of us feel. I just don't want you to have a heart attack. We need you and love you. How can a guy not feel good about a note like that, right?
Yeah,
man, that's fantastic.
Well, I am so glad you're able to break away for a little while to join us this afternoon. I thought that was my first thought when I realized what was going on. I said, I can't believe it feels like the world has changed in an afternoon with this. This is one step beyond.
It was interesting watching the statements roll in from various governors. Mm-hmm. And so gratifying to me to see DeSantis jump in very quickly with a really strong condemnation of it, because you always wonder, these folks are politicians after all, and a real political animal like the governor here in Texas might have waited a day to make a statement just to see how things played along to avoid, making any kind of political error.
Right.
But DeSantis, within an hour of the news breaking, was out there with a very strong statement condemning it, and and that's as it should be. So I'm grateful that he's out there, and we have a lot of strong leaders at the state level.
There's a part of me right now that believes that this will ultimately backfire in them. There's a story here. Kamala Harris, aide turned MSLSD host, pleads, don't call Mar-a-Lago a raid.
Right.
See, so maybe their polling is telling them this was a stupid thing to do.
Which, by the way, is the formal FBI term for that very action.
Yes.
When you serve a warrant and invade a home and search it like that. It's a raid. That's what they call it.
I think
not what we call it.
It's an obscenity, and it really, I'll tell you,
But you know what, and it's the greatest thing, I can't remember who tweeted it, but, it was directed at all FBI agents, asking them, when you took your oath of office, when you joined the FBI, was it your intention to become the Praetorian Guard for a bunch of corrupt politicians of a single political party? Because that's what the FBI has become.
Their reputation is worthless.
And you know, if the next Republican who gets into office as president, If the first thing they do is not to immediately begin to work to disband the FBI, just completely blow it up, get rid of them all, and start over, then we've elected the wrong person. That'll be our first clue.
That will not be.
It's something Trump should have done.
He was naive.
It's going to take a lot of personal willpower for somebody to do that, but you just can't. You have to blow up the FBI, you have to blow up the intelligence community and start all over, because they are anti-American entities at the moment.
By the way, there is a little piece of frightening news for those of you in Texas, as New York Mayor Adams threatens to send a busload of New Yorkers to Texas.
Good luck.
Well, I hate to tell you, busloads of New Yorkers have been moving to Texas in droves the last 5 or 6 years. So, we're fine. That's cool.
All right, man. You have a look. We know you can't join us Monday. Happy honeymoon. Happy anniversary. And we will look forward to talking to you at the next available opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk to you all in a couple of weeks.
All righty.
All right.
David Blackman. Well, it's he's absolutely right about I mean, we've always thought more naively, we don't need the Department of Education.
No.
And this is the same organization that helped promote the idea that American parents who dared question the curriculum, the great curriculum sent down from up high, are terrorists for going to PTA meetings and asking questions. That's what a Democrat thinks a terrorist is. Anybody that questions their agenda. Because it's worked out so well for everybody up to this point. I want to mention a couple of great sponsors here, if I may, kind of in one message. A, great review on the outcome by Turf Stalkers at Jacqueline's house yesterday. And they were nervous. Jacqueline's honest. If something wasn't right, she would tell them. She was thrilled. So if you're looking for a great mowing and pressure washing service, edging, trimming, all of that, Turf Stalkers, 558-1611. One of the reasons they're great is they purchase their equipment at Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn partners up with lots of professional mowers around the river region and provides them, I mean, the choice of brand, there's so many great ones. But whatever it is that a professional or a do-it-yourselfer chooses, they're buying it at a place that can service it and provide warranty repair if needed after the fact. Nothing but the best brand names. Turf Stalkers uses Wright & Walker, but others use Echo, Exmark, Toro. The incredibly reliable steel product line, which now features some battery choices, you know, rechargeable choices. And one product line that's all rechargeable, and that's the E-Go, a self-propelled chargeable mower that does half an acre on one charge. Edgers, trimmers, and more. See Chad Sasser, he's our point guy there. You got Haley and TJ for great customer service at Lewis Lawn. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. That is Lewis Lawn. Wrapping up the hour with traffic. Skip.
Well, we've got accidents this afternoon. We had one earlier, Perry Hill Road at Vaughn Road with injuries. We're hoping they're getting that one cleaned up. Troy Highway at Taylor Road had a hit and run there. 3500 block of Woodley Road right near Peter Crump. There's some injuries involved in that one. Use caution there. And the 1700 block of East Main and Prattville, that's right near the Arby's. Use caution there. Accidents all over. Light to moderate traffic flow in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, and in Wetumpka. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus system, giving your pet security but giving them more room to enjoy life. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along.